Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Speckner.
Well, Phil, what's up?
Well, the Hawks, the plane's landing in Tanunda as we speak.
So you're back in your residence in Tanunda?
No. Actually, at Newry at the moment, Rick. Yeah, living up there.
I know. I've been everywhere. Yep. Now, listen, Hawthorn in Tanunda at the Novotel, is that right?
At the Novotel.
Now, listen, have they paid their green fees?
That's where the Crows went wrong last time. They were running over to pay their green fees at the golf club.
At the golf club, yes.
And didn't they get done for that COVID virus?
Well, you know, Alistair Clarkson, he's a pretty smart cookie.
Yep.
My guess is that they might have got a package deal out of the Novotel.
You reckon?
Accommodation.
Yep.
And rounds of golf.
Well, they have to pay the golf club. That's different, isn't it?
It's a different setup. Oh, well, they could do a deal.
Yeah. And then they've got the Rex as well, like the big recreation centre. They're called the Rex.
So what are they doing? Closing down the whole of Tanunda, Phil?
Well, I'll find out because I'll be up that way. So,
well, they
and then Tanunda Oval.
Well,
so,
according to what I understand about the sort of incredible AFL self-imposed rules about isolation, surely the where they're going to train, Tanunda Oval, is the surface good enough for AFL?
Well,
right?
I suppose they're only training there. What would their training ground be like?
Well, you
like
can still do your ankle in training.
Oh, absolutely. But then are they going to use the showers?
Well,
that would probably lock down the
Tanunda Oval, wouldn't it? They have got a gate with a lock on it, but you've been able to get through the fence occasionally.
Oh, over the top I usually go. Don't tell them that's Elizabeth Street over the top of the fence.
I like to know how you get the ladder out of the way afterwards.
No ladder needed, mate.
Well, with your leaping ability.
Oh, I was used to leap higher than that.
Now, if they're going to use the Tanunda Oval, surely with the hygiene requirements, as you've said, showering, et cetera, that means that the whole sort of
complex would be gone, wouldn't it?
Locked down.
Yeah.
So that means that anyone else is prohibited from using Tanunda Oval.
What about the Rex?
Well, the same thing would have to apply. What about
squash, the basketball? There's
the swim lessons.
Swimming lessons. There's people that use it for rehab. You know, might have had a knee or a hip done or whatever, and they swim laps. They're gone.
Well, I tell you what
I
reckon.
We need more rain. That can go in a puddle out the back here somewhere.
I tell you what I reckon. Both the Tanunda... is it Recreation Centre?
Yeah, it's called the Rex.
Oval?
The Rex. Oh,
no,
Tanunda.
The Oval.
Oh, the Oval. Yeah.
Who's that owned by?
That's the council owned.
Well, I reckon the council and the Rec Centre.
All the same, isn't it?
Well, they'd be singing Dire Straits Money for Nothing. Because
what do you reckon that it cost to lock that down?
Well, they'll have to lock it down, which means that they're going to have to make more money from the AFL than they would from the swimming lessons, squash centre, everything else.
Doesn't matter that it puts out about a couple hundred extra people.
Oh.
The Hawthorn Football Club are more important
than, obviously.
You know, the local community.
And I guess you know, the Barossa is just alive with Hawthorn supporters.
Name one. I can name one, my son-in-law.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, he's a Hawthorn. Yep.
Well, I think it will be interesting to see. Obviously it's a deal done. It's happening, I can only assume that they didn't feel that consultation with the general public was required.
Well, I got to admit, the first I heard of it was last night on the news. So I didn't know anything about it, and it's in today's paper. But obviously, and I hadn't heard anything of that. Had you, Rick? Yourself?
Not a thing.
Because there's a round 13 clash with Port.
Right.
And I gather they play the Crows somewhere 14 or 15. I'm not sure.
Well, my guess is that's right. That round 14, they're playing Hawthorn at Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide. And so my guess is that probably Hawthorn will play the Crows the following week or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think that round's been released.
It hasn't. We're only up to round 13 at the moment. But the golf club might make a bit of money out of this too.
Well, they'd have to.
Yeah, Might be able to wipe a few debts out or something. I don't know. Okay.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, the only problem they must be paying a fortune, because it's not as though people can go and watch Hawthorn train or play or anything like that.
Well, I guess you can't. It'll have to be...
Well, I mean, given a training session, it would have to be locked down, that no one's allowed into the precinct of the Tanunda Oval.
Well, I'm going to have a look. I'll check that out, because I'll be up there.
Hey, you might be able to sell your ladder.
I might be able to see.
You might be able to.
I'll be the one with the binoculars on the fence.
I reckon
it'll be interesting to see where they lock the whole
show. You'd make more money out of renting out your ladder, I reckon.
But that'll be an interesting little concept there, Rick. I don't know. I don't know much about it at this stage, but the word is out that that's where they are going. I mean, Tanunda Oval, so Tanunda can't train there. They've got a couple more home games.
And they're playing pretty well too.
No, they're not. So that's probably why they gave their oval away. Oh, but I guess they'll just play away games. If it's, because, I mean, it'd have to be locked down for a week or two, because they've got to do
you'd think so.
That clean, that, you know, that special clean they do.
Now, you reckon they've lost a lot of their players. Now, with the money that they must be getting by giving up their oval, they'd be able to buy them all back again, wouldn't they?
No, they didn't lose any imports. They just lost a few guys just to retirement. And and there's quite a few guys that have lost a bit of form as well.
They didn't ever pay much for those players, is that right?
But we're still on the AFL, Rick, and I want to quickly say...
Yes.
The North Melbourne and Melbourne game at the Adelaide Oval, what a cracker.
Absolutely.
The two people that were there thoroughly enjoyed it. They loved it. No, they said it was a great night.
It was riveting.
It was cold.
It was riveting, though, wasn't it?
But they had plenty of space. There was no coronavirus problem there.
No, absolutely.
A mate of mine went. He did go. He's a North Melbourne supporter. And he parked right by the gates. And I said, well, that's what happens when two crap teams play. I can't believe it. I mean, well,
those two crap teams were only slightly crappier than what I saw last night. Did you watch that?
Oh, shocking game of
Crows
football,
versus Collingwood?
Wow.
That was...
And they led Collingwood. So, I mean, Collingwood, to their credit, they've got a heap out. Degoe and Pendlebury, and there's a fair few out. So,
But just couldn't believe the difference in standard between watching Port Adelaide and Richmond and then what we saw last night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was. It was just a rubbish game. The school level was way down.
Absolutely shocking.
And they can't hit targets. And as I've said week after week, they're so small. They've only got little fellas. And honestly, Taylor Walker... It's got to be his last year.
He's a man lost. He runs around. I love the bit that he runs around directing play, but he doesn't go near the ball.
What's that about? You go there, I'll go here, you go here, and you go there. I mean, what's that about?
They're shocking. Now, listen, I'll tell you something. In preparation for our show, because we do so much preparation.
Oh, I've got a page full of notes here today.
Now, this is pretty interesting stuff. Do you know that now that they got knocked over by Collingwood last night?
Yes.
Adelaide have played 11 games, right? They have reached double figures in goal scoring in only one of those 11 games. That was the very first one of the season.
And they lost that.
Prior to COVID, and they lost that to Sydney.
Yep.
And since then, their goal scores have been 5-4. 7-4, 5-8, 8-7, 5-5. That's an average of 6 goals a game. That's only just over 1 a quarter. No wonder they're bottom, and no wonder they haven't won a game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, you know, they're meant to have a gun forward, Taylor Walker.
Yeah.
Who honestly could not get a kick in a street.
They played Himmelberg last night, and he's got youth on his side, but. I mean, I'm not sure whether he's gonna make it either. But I mean, Fogarty's really hasn't. He's had the crook shoulder, but he's come back now, and he hasn't really blossomed on, has he?
Well,
I think he's just going to be that average sort of a player.
Well, it's just staggering. I mean, I know for whatever set of reasons that scoring has been down, generally speaking, in this season.
Oh, absolutely.
However. When you saw the top two sides playing
last
weekend,
Rick?
Port and Richmond.
Okay.
Now, that was they was open, fast, magnificent, skilled football, and they kicked goals.
Yeah.
So it's all very well to say, oh, you know, there's shorter quarters and there's this and that. The good sides proved that you can play football.
Yep, absolutely.
And
the tackling and the fierceness on the ball, that Richmond-Port game was just phenomenal. Yep. Of course, I did tip Port. Who did you tip in that game, Rick? Richmond.
There were two sides, and it was a toss-up. I will admit I went for Richmond, but Port nearly turned the corner for me. They played very well.
Yeah, they did.
I think we have to be fair and admit that Richmond have still got a huge number of players
out. They have. But their main man in Dusty, who did play, I thought he was pretty well held.
He was.
All night.
He was. Now, and I think, you know, I mean, I know he's an old Port Adelaide man, but Damien Hardwick, Richmond coach, Richmond premiership coach,
yes,
for him to say words to the effect of, quote, "I'd pay money to watch Port Adelaide the way they play," that is a compliment.
Mm. I wonder, did he pay to get in then? Might have left his pass in the bus or something. He had to pay to get in.
But they do. It's a bit like the old days with Port. When Port play well, they do look good.
Yep, I agree.
And when they...
Port of old, few years ago, we were playing that sort of footy.
Well, the thing is, we're not missing bodies with handball or kicking. Yeah. And that's what creates flying football. Last night, getting back to Collingwood and the Crows, no one hit anyone. I mean, it was just scrum after scrum.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shocking, it was.
Now, we've got to get on to some local footy.
Yes.
We have a listener, Rick. I talked to him last week.
Yes. Who was
Chris Gersh. You know Chris well.
Yes, I do.
Father of Trent.
Yes.
A Tanunda A-grade footballer.
Yep.
He listens in, so send a cheery out to Chris.
I might say he's a very good A-grade cricketer too.
Trent? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And Chris was too. And a good footballer himself.
Yep. So, yes. And what do you reckon? How are they flying
We'll quickly go last week. He wasn't a happy man. I did talk to him about the game at Central, and he wasn't a happy man, Chris. But anyhow, he felt better once he expressed what he thought about
it. When you get flogged, I guess you can't be too happy.
And he used some colourful language, too, expressing it.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Tanunda played Angerson in a fair effort. I think I mentioned it to you before air. Turlick pulled out.
Yes.
McFarlane, shoulder injury. And as we know, it could be season-ending with only a few games left. Lockie Earl, the boy from Mount Compass that's driving up through the vineyards. Nothing. Paid for nothing. Hamstring injury. So he could be out.
So he can drop out at McLaren Vale now, is that right?
So three outs. Not sure what was wrong with Turlick, whether he's back again this week. But I would say that Tanunda will be a couple more shy this week against Kapunda.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I saw Kapunda play Williston last week, and they got up by a point.
Only just, the last kick of the day, wasn't it, basically?
It was the last kick of the day after the siren and touched.
Touched
on the way through.
Howson, wasn't it?
It was lining Michael, up. And he's it's not touched on the goal line. It's touched
not
by the bloke
often.
On the man
on
the
mark. What was he? 7'3"
No, I think what happened was that he'd kicked two magnificent goals actually, Howson, to get them back into the game, and it was very sad.
Still
really.
Cost him the match.
it did. But the fact is that you can argue that was it.
Oh.
But I think he was so concerned about guiding the ball through, he just didn't give it enough oomph. And it's touched the fingers of the bloke on the mark.
Oh,
and it's gone over the goal line.
And it went through for a goal?
Yeah. Touched.
Oh, you'd be disappointed. So that was a point. Tanunda went down by about 6, which wasn't a bad effort, really, considering, you know, probably 3 players shy on that day plus what they lost last year.
Well, I'm going to be radical and... You know, I'm going to support, despite the fact that the Kapunda timekeeper really still hasn't got a great deal of faith in them. I have. I reckon they're not a bad side, Kapunda. I'm going to go for them to knock over last year's premiers.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, okay.
But we've got two more games quickly last week. South and Newry. South beat Newry comfortably, 4 goals.
Yes.
So that's virtually Newry's season gone.
They are
and
gone.
South Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. And Central absolutely belted Barossa, who they built everyone. They belted everyone.
I can't see anyone getting close to Central.
I think you're right, Rick.
Yep.
Now, so we go on to the Tanunda-Kapunda game.
Yep.
Where Kapunda. The quarters probably be shorter if Kapunda are up.
If they're up, I would think it will be a very early finish.
Yeah, it could be an early finish. Could be an early finish. And we both tip Kapunda, sorry.
I am. I'm going for the Bombers.
Yes, I'm the
same. Yep.
Off the Tanunda wagon.
Now, Williston and South Gawler.
Match of the round.
Not only...
This is playing for third spot.
I couldn't agree more. Now that I reckon Newry are out of the picture...
Yep, I agree.
And the fact that Williston went down, they were my original thought for third spot.
Yep. Yep.
That they lost by a point, doesn't matter how much you lose or not. I reckon... That's now Williston plays South Gawler this week. Whoever wins will get that third spot.
Can't agree with you more, Rick.
Yep.
And I'm tipping South. It's at Williston, but I'm tipping South.
It is at Williston, and
you said the Ruckman's out too, isn't it, for Williston?
Right, that's right. I'm going for South as well.
Okay.
But mainly because the Ruckman,
yep.
He probably won't play again this season, because he was a huge addition to them.
Yep, yep.
So see what happens.
And then last game of the round is Barossa versus Angaston. Barossa, well, let's hope for more rain for Barossa to make that ground as muddy as they can. Because Angaston are going to wallop them.
Well, they are. I just hope. I mean, the ground is just so good at accommodating water.
last time it saw sun.
Do you know anything about Holden Astras? Will mine float if I have to go there or what?
No, you're right, because they put a bridge over that little ford there now. So you're right. You can get in there.
Yeah, but can you get out after it?
That can be a problem.
Oh, it's a shocking ground, yep. Isn't it?
Beautiful ground to look at.
Oh, yes.
As far as playing footy there, not enough sunlight hits it. And, of course, it stays pretty wet, doesn't it? But Angaston easily. So that's our wrap-up for the local footy
this week. It is.
We're going to hit a joke now, Rick.
I reckon we will. Now, how about this? Eh? The horse is drinking at the pub.
Yep.
Bloke walks up to him and says, "Are you a racehorse?" "That's right," the thoroughbred answered. "Did you ever win any big races?" "Big races? I won the Melbourne Cup." "You're having me on. What year did you win?" "I won in 1979. "Are you serious?" "No, Sirius won in 1944. I'm Hyperno."
We have another good joke too up our sleeve.
Well, we do.
Should we leave that for next week? It isn't a sports joke though, Rick, and we have had a bit of a, you know,
words with our... I think we'd better leave it till next week because we are. So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.